We're at the AFAN annual meeting in Lincoln today, and we're going to talk with Liz Babcock with Adams Land and Cattle, based at Broken Bow, Nebraska. And Liz, you do HR and communications for them?
Yes, I do. A little bit of it's org development, a little HR, communications, recruiting, training, kind of all of it that encompasses our employees.
Well, you were on a panel discussion talking about labor challenges, also the housing situation in rural Nebraska. Talk about the challenges that you face. Now, I know Broken Bow has been a pretty progressive community in addressing some of those issues.
Yeah, we are so lucky to be based out of Broken Bow and call it our home because it is progressive and it's growing. And I know not every community is seeing that, but what we are seeing that I think is similar to other communities in Nebraska is that we have low unemployment, which is great, but we don't have a labor pool to choose from. And so we've had to look outside of Nebraska to try to attract that those applicants. And we've done it, but the problem is we need to get them here, we need to find them housing, and we need to have the amenities and have the culture for our company to keep them here.
What are some of the things you've done, or what do you think some of the keys to success in that area?
What has been successful for us is that we wanted to focus on how do we keep improving our culture to make it an employer of choice. I mean, in order to attract candidates from, all over the United States, they have to want to work there and they have to think that it's a great employer. And so every year we ask our employees how we can improve, and that's important to us. And we take their advice every year and we try to work on creating a better culture for them. So that's helped us internally. We've worked on social media to attract now over 60% of our applicants come from social media and from outside the Nebraska. But we've also been working locally on how do we address those housing issues. And I think that's something that, I don't have a solution for, but it's something that has to be worked on with business partnerships, with the government levels and economic development groups.
Yeah. What is the housing situation? I mean, is it short?
It's not as short as it was 5 years ago. It is. Broken Bow has been working hard, and we have new apartment complexes. We have new, a few new homes that were just built. I live in a subdivision that was not there 3 years ago, so it's great. It's happening. But of course, all the businesses in Broken Bow seem to be growing. We have new employers, and so we just need to continue to work on it. And the thing that you see with the new generation is, they want the up-to-date home, they want, or an apartment because they're working on their loan. So it's just making sure that we are meeting the needs of what our labor pool is.
Can I ask how many employees you have?
Sure. Yeah, we have 160 approximately.
Okay. And Broken Bow is a town of what, 5,000, 6,000?
3,500, actually. Yeah, I encourage everybody to come to Broken Bow if they haven't been, because it truly seems like a community that's far greater than that because of its trade area.
So this is always going to be an ongoing challenge, I guess, but it sounds like you've got some things going to address it.
Yeah, every year it's probably a different challenge for a different reason. Right now, if you look at the statistics, 2020, millennials will be over half of the U.S. workforce. So we need to continue understanding what they want for an employer while still meeting our needs as a livestock company, and how do we balance that? We also need to look at the youth, and that's something that I'm very passionate about, is even starting with elementary school, but also starting with them on educating them about agriculture, but then in the high school, working with the guidance counselors, the administrative, the administrators and the parents on understanding that a two-year degree, a tech degree, is great right now, and it's in demand. And trying to get that education to those students so we don't lose those industrial programs.